This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Monday. I hope everyone had a splendid weekend.
Yes.
You know, something very big happened yesterday.
What happened?
There was a holiday. It was National Hug Your Hound Day. And Steve Miggs, I just wanted to check.
That's every day.
You did make sure to hug them yesterday?
Yes.
Both of them?
Yes. Had to think about it. You know, because Lulu's a little grumpy. She's blind. She has no teeth. She sleeps. I mean, I was talking to my buddy Matt, and he's just asking, because he loves old dogs. I'm like, well, I have the old dog for you. She's 12 years old. She has no teeth. And she's grumpy as all hell, and she's blind. He's like, I already love her. And so she'll just sleep for like maybe 21 hours of the day, maybe 23. I'm not even positive. And anytime you try and wake her up, she just snaps at you. But it's hilarious because she's trying to bite you, but she has no teeth. So she just gums you.
So you give her a slightly less long hug than you would give DJ.
Until she warms up, and then I'll give her plenty of hugs. Yeah, lots of hugs. Lots of hugs going for the pups.
Well, if you forgot to do it yesterday, do it today, Rockaholics. And we are going to give you the Daily Mix download now.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
The DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is National I Love Food Day. And what better way to celebrate that than by heading over to the Washington State Fair, where there is a crap ton of food to eat. And that's what we're doing after the show.
A lot of food on a stick.
Yes, all the food. Everything's deep fried. Ugh. Whatever you want, they've got it. And all of us here, we're going to be hanging out and we're going to be going down there. So if you see us over at the Washington State Fair in lovely Puyallup, Washington, in my own hood, be sure to say hi and say what's up to us, because we're going to be there pretty much once the doors open at like 10:30.
My husband has already said, if you don't bring me back a scone, don't bother coming home. Right. So we gotta be on a scone mission today.
I think they have a couple of places there. That's they have a truck outside of the Washington State Fair, which is brilliant. They have a food truck for the Fisher scones. That way, if you don't even want to go inside, you can just buy them right outside of the Washington State Fair.
He's going to be so happy.
You can't just get one, though.
Scones.
Yeah, you gotta get you gotta get the baker's dozen.
Okay, deal.
Let's go.
All right.
Eat all the scones. It's also Wonderful Weirdos Day, and also we'll be celebrating that over at the Washington State.
And also every other day of our lives.
So if you're up today off, I'll take the day off. Come find us at the Washington State Fair. We're looking forward to hanging out. And I think for a few of us, not for me, but I think for a couple of us, it's the first time ever going to the fair. No, Danny,
I've been before.
I've been like in my youth. It's been a long time. Yeah. It's been a long time.
All right, so, well, then it's not that. That's okay. That's all right. say, I don't care about anything going on in the world today because your Seattle Seahawks are undefeated. Thank you, Kenneth Walker. Rushed for 103 yards, had a touchdown. What a freaking game. I mean, it was a tale of two halves for sure. That first half, well, not on defense. Defense was great the entire game. The offense, that was gnarly. To start things off with a sack and then an interception, and then I've never seen a game where there were two safeties. I mean, the offense and the special teams just gave the Denver Broncos 7 points. It was a tough go, but they end up winning, so 26-20, and it was the first win for our brand-new coach, Mike McDonald, who was looking jacked on the sidelines. And here's Mike McDonald talking about the big win.
Great win. Started just like we wanted it to start. Drew it up that way. Just wanted some adversity there. But
I love this guy already cracking jokes. He's awesome.
Yeah, I obviously want to clean all that stuff up in the first half, but tell you what, I mean, just being on the sideline, being with our crew, the guys were poised, nobody batted an eye, knew what we needed to do to win the game, stuck to the plan, made some adjustments, and just kept playing. I thought they played really, really hard, so I'm proud of the guys. There's a lot of things that obviously we're going to want to attack over the next week, getting ready for New England, and we'll do that, you know, so hopefully we'll make a huge jump from game one to game two.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to have a lot of things to fix when you won the game as well. It makes it a little bit easier to handle, but it was a... Yeah, that first half was rough, though.
Touch and go.
Yeah, and then here's Geno Smith after the game talking on the sidelines about how that game went.
Geno, it was a bit of an uneven start to this game. How'd you guys get settled and get going?
Yeah, I think that was about as ugly as you could start a game for us.
I just love him. Yeah, I'll leave it right there. I just love his honesty. He's just like, yeah, man, thanks for raft. We got it together, though. That was awesome. Up next, taking on the New England Patriots in New England. They had a big win yesterday, beating the Cincinnati Bengals. Not many people were expecting them to do that, but it's early in the season. There's always a lot of weird things that are going to happen. We'll talk to Mitch Levy later today at 7:20 to get his analysis on the game. And like I mentioned, the Seahawks are playing next week on Sunday, 10 a.m.
Well, not only did Mike McDonald win his first game as our head coach, but he also announced that he and his wife, Stephanie, are pregnant with their first child, a boy due in September.
That's awesome.
So awesome. Stephanie, she was a former NFL cheerleader. She met Mike back in 2014 when they were both working for the Ravens, and they, I guess, technically kind of are becoming a family of four because they have a four-year-old English lab named Bruce, who's going to be a big brother. It's very exciting.
I love that they needed to include that in the story. Like, hey, the child will be joining their lab, Bruce. Also, I love that he named his dog Bruce.
I love an animal with a human name. It's so great.
I wanted to get a boy dog and name it Steve just to make things weird for whenever anyone comes. Like, what's your dog's name? Steve. Like Miles. Miles had a dog named Miles.
I think that's genius.
Yeah. Hey, we also genius. Your Seattle Mariners, they won again. They won a series. That was pretty nice. Randy Arozarena and also Jorge Polanco hit 2-run home runs. And the Mariners scored 5 runs in the first inning. They ended up beating the St. Louis Cardinals and winning the series. They beat them 10-4, so that was pretty awesome to see. They're off today. They host the Padres starting tomorrow, so hopefully the winning ways continue for our Seattle Mariners. As far as weather, 71 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Well, I was very busy over the weekend at Bike MS, but my family received some incredible news leading up to the big event on Friday.
They heard that I won the DOA Pure title over in Portland, Oregon?
Yes!
I am so glad that your parents and your family care that much about my wrestling endeavors.
They're very dialed into your life, Steve Miggs. Well, it was that, and then something else. And I'm going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bike MS was over the weekend, but before the weekend even really got underway, on Friday, my mom and I were waiting at the bus stop, waiting for Barrett to get off of the bus on his first day of kindergarten, so we were already a little bit emotional, but then my mom shared some really great news with me.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, hon.
We've had a big day so far today.
Very big.
Barrett went to kindergarten on the bus.
I know.
And now we're waiting to pick him up for the bus.
Woohoo!
And then we were getting ready for Bike MS in the middle. And you had an appointment today.
I did.
To go over some scans.
Yes.
And what happened when we went over the scans today?
My doctor gave me the thumbs up and said, see you in a year. No drugs.
No drugs. And I think you were a little behind on your scans.
About 6 years.
What? That was one of the reasons she was so worried, because it had been so long.
I love your mom. That's the most dude thing ever that your mom has ever done, I think. I know I should probably go to the doctor every year, but 6 years kind of comes and goes fast. And here I am beating myself up that I've been over a year for my yearly physical. I'm like, oh, it's been almost 2 years. I got to get on that thing. And your mom's like, six years. Thank goodness, though.
It's okay.
Okay. Sometimes things happen, but we got good news that my mom's scans didn't reveal anything. Yes. Concerning with her MS. So we're celebrating and we're very happy, and having this good news come right before Bike MS starts is even better.
Celebrating with coffee now, but that's going to change very soon.
Yeah. Let's get the wine open.
We did. Spoiler alert.
If there was ever a reason to celebrate. So tell me, like, I don't know the world as much as you do, obviously.
Sure.
It's very near and dear to your heart, but it's becoming near and dear to my heart because of you guys. So what does that mean?
So there's lesions that can form on someone's brain, their spinal cord, that are connected with multiple sclerosis. And when my mom's scans were checked on Friday, there were no new lesions, no new developments that would make them think that she needs to change her, you know, treatment plan or anything like that. So it was a very, very big day. And of course, because she had not been in 6 years, she thought for sure she was going to get bad news. And it was literally good news.
And that's a great way to go into the weekend when you're doing all that for that cause. To go in with that kind of on the back of your mind, that's got to feel good.
The timing was absolutely wild. Like, it just could not have been cooler. And we raised more money than we ever have this year. The KISW team was on fire. So to have that, you know, kind of extra fuel for me going into the weekend was really cool.
It's funny you say money, because like that, I watched that video, and then I also watched the video of you biking. And there's Barrett on his bike, your son, who's just turned 5, and he's on his bike biking next to you. And not only did it open up the waterworks for me, but it also opened up my wallet. And I know I already donated to the cause.
Thank you.
But I was like, I'm donating. My wife's like, did you just donate again to Taryn's charity? I'm like, I did. Watch this video and you'll know why.
Oh, my God.
Because it was just like, it just hit me hard. Like, I was just so happy to see how happy you and your mom were. But then it was the double whammy. I was like, you freaking jerk. You gotta have Dan's son on his bicycle. Crossing the line with you. That was such a cool moment. And I was like, I got to donate again.
I'll use him for donations anytime. I will just.
Yeah.
But it is
cool. It worked.
It is cool for like the kids to kind of get to understand like why we do it, you know? Yeah. And you know, he doesn't really understand what MS is. He knows my mom has it. He knows his grandma has it. But he doesn't know what it really means. He just knows that people that walk with canes like my mom are helped by these funds that are raised. So it was really, really cool for him to get to like have that, you know, full circle moment.
And people can still donate.
Absolutely.
I mean, just because the Bike MS stopped, you know, finished over the weekend, doesn't mean people can't keep donating. And we have stuff up at KISW.com.
Yep, it's up at KISW.com. We raised our goal. Our goal was $15,000. We raised $18,000. I say, why not go for
$20,000?
Why not go for $20,000?
Let's rockaholics.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody who has supported. It's been really magical to, like, you know, just see a awesome community of people come together to help out.
Yeah, I mean, it brought a massive smile to my face. That was such great news for me, just as an outside, not outside, but you know what I mean. So I can't even imagine what the weekend was like for you and your entire family.
Oh, yeah,
shout out to your mom.
A lot of wine celebrations. It was wonderful. Thank you again. for donating, Steve. Now, that was seriously some good news for me. So I want to hear from the Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. Tell us about your good news. It could be something really huge like my mom's good news, or it could be something totally ridiculous in the form of good news. But what is that good news? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Migs Show.
It can be something huge, or it can be something completely ridiculous. But what is the good news? We want to hear all about it. 206-803-ROCK. Lisa from Tacoma, you are an MS warrior like my mom. What is your good news?
Well, my good news is that I had my scans last week, and they also came back with no new lesions. And I am super happy.
That is so wonderful to hear, Lisa. Congratulations on the good news.
Yes, thank you. And congratulations to your mom.
Thank you. Much love, my friend.
Absolutely. Oh, wait,
Lisa, did you celebrate the same way that Taryn and her mom celebrated by drinking a ridiculous amount of wine?
Tequila.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
That's my girl right there. 206-803-ROCK. It can be something huge, or it can be something ridiculous. What is the good news, Rockaholics?
Someone said mine is pretty ridiculous, but it was this moment during the Seahawks game.
Smith showing the wheels. Smith still going. Geno in. Touchdown.
Yeah, he said Geno Smith running in for the touchdown. It was fun to watch the old man do it again.
Oh, I know.
The old man. It sucks. It was funny during like the press conference, and even a few other people were asking, they're like, Geno's got some wheels still. And even Geno's like, yeah, man, I just put a lot of work into getting like my legs ready for these kind of things.
Oh, but of course.
That was awesome, because that first half was just so infuriating as far as when it came to the offense.
Oh, yeah.
So to see him have that moment, you're like, okay, maybe they got it figured out. And then, no, they didn't really have it figured out yet. And then come back during halftime, and somehow the team made adjustments. But we'll talk more about that with Mitch Levy.
A win is a win, Steve.
Oh, dude, I ain't complaining. When that game ended, I was in a good mood.
Same. Yeah.
Somebody did text him when the fireworks went off after the Seahawks game. Like Migs, I went quickly to my Ring Cam app and saw all the people freaking out about the explosions and gunshots. LOL.
Does this just happen mostly in Puyallup, or are there other communities where people are blowing off fireworks when the
I feel like a
win.
Lot of people in the South End, I posted it on my because that's just my favorite thing now, is to see how soon until after the fireworks go off will we start getting the Nextdoor app, the Ring Cam app, of people freaking out because they think an explosion went off, and everyone's just like, no, the Seahawks just won the game.
Yeah.
Get used to it. This is going to happen on Sundays.
Act like you live here.
Right. somebody said, where is it? I just finished 3D printing my fully working guitar controller for a PC game called Clone Hero, which is like Rock Band, but totally free with custom songs. I'm able to play that brand new Linkin Park song. So good.
What? Okay, we got to come over and see that.
So he 3D printed a fully working controller.
That's insane.
So you still had to make all the mechanic, like the electronic part.
Were you just doing a robot? What was that?
I don't know. I don't know how else to describe what I'm saying, because clearly I know nothing about this. So I'm like, you do stuff with your hands where it makes it work besides a 3D printer.
So cool, man.
3D printers already, like, I don't understand how that even works.
No.
And I've watched plenty of videos. I'm like, I still don't get it. I still don't get how you're able to make stuff like this.
Rockaholics, who would like a shot at beating Steve first thing Monday morning right out of the gate? He is currently 253 wins, 73 losses, and 43 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.